Well, I don't know what the name of this podcast is going to be, so I'm not going to say no names. But new episode, a story time. But we got the usual panel here. Kiki the Don.
I hate this man. That
Nick's jacking off. We got so King Beast.
How the hoes, you know, a nigga fucking with his fajita meat. Smacking some tacos. A nigga needed this.
You've been whispering lately. You've been watching some ASMRs. What are them videos called?
ASMR? I ain't gonna lie. I have been watching some chiropractic ASMR. Them shits is fuck. Brings me pee.
I heard it brings me pee.
I think he meant to say teeth.
Makes me pee.
You did?
If a nigga did chiropractic work on me and made me piss myself, I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, Kiki's back. You fixed that door yet?
No.
Why, some, man? It's been like years. Oil on there. I think this is the beginning of the podcast. That door's been squeaking.
That's just how my doors always. This is how the garage doors always be.
Man, stay in one place. What the fuck you going over the house for?
Sir, you know I like to walk around the house. This is nothing new.
Well, at
this
least do and fix the damn door hinges.
And my phone at 4%, so I'm going to have to go back in the house anyway to charge it.
We have the usual panel here. First up, we got Kiki the Don.
Yes, sir!
Then we got my boy King. King Beast.
The fajita meat in there, bitch.
You do that. And we got our editor in here.
Oi.
And we got the special guest in here. That boy, Paradox, the professor.
Yeah. This boy's back to the bone.
Oi.
Also, leader of the Jamaican Jackhammer.
You already know what I'm saying. The master at it.
Well, this episode, story time. Just talking about like friends and just hanging out and just random shit we've all done.
Okay.
This is going to be interesting.
I know Kiki has a lot of stories, you know. He's quite a character out the group. Wouldn't you say, sir?
Yeah.
Now, there's one story that's been on my mind, bro, and that's the CC story.
Which CC story?
You know what your cousin did.
Oh,
you know what your cousin did.
Yeah.
I need you to tell the people about that one, man. What's your perspective?
Okay. So, what year is this? This is 2017. I'm pretty sure this is 2017. I'm 90% sure this is 2017. So, we all hadn't seen each other, like me, Saint, Warwolf, our other friends. We all hadn't seen each other in like a while. I don't know. I want to say it's been like a couple months. I think the last time we hung out before then might have been New Year's. I'm not entirely 100% sure. But so we all decided to go. You know, we was like, yeah, let's just go somewhere, you know, kind of cheat. So we all went to CC's. So we went to CC's. So everybody was like, okay, yeah. We're all gonna go to CC's. So my cousin. So as we was all like trying to get ready and everything, everyone was like, Kiki, do you have a ride? I was like, Yeah, I just told my mom and dad they're gonna drop me off. But then my cousin was like, my mom and dad was like, okay, we'll drop you off. And so like, yeah guys. I came back on the mic because we all on Xbox. This is before Xbox was kind of, this is when Xbox was kind of on that downhill spiral, but it wasn't quite there just yet. So, my cousin was like, wait, you don't have to worry about getting, no, he was like, wait, don't worry about it. Tell your mom and dad, don't worry about it. I'll come pick you up, bro. So then everybody was like, okay, cool. That's okay, cool. So then, like, everybody was starting to leave. So everybody was starting to leave. And then it had got to the point where I think Saint had texted me. It might have been Saint. It might have been it might, yeah, same was the one text. He was like, where are you at, bro? I was like, I'm still at home. I'm still home waiting on Court. They was, he was like, what you mean? Don't he live like 10 minutes away from me? I was like, yeah. And then he, because this, okay, so to give context, we were all on Kick. So this is, again, this is our Kick was, we were a little bit too old to be having Kick at this point, but it was whatever. So, okay, so after that, once that happened, I just told, so once that happened, my cousin has sent a text message to Gucci saying, man, I can't go because my girlfriend need me to do something. So then I just told my mom and dad to drop me off over there, to drop me off at, you know, CC's as the plan was intended. But that's not the worst part. This is the BS part. So we sitting up there, we eating at CC's, we all having a good time. And as we're doing that, tell me why Saint C, my cousin, he see my cousin driving right past CC's window. He see, like, it's like they made eye, like they literally made eye contact. And then after, like, the event was all over, we was back from Xbox, he was like, man, I wanted to go in there, but I couldn't, man. She was tripping, so that's why I just drove right past.
What?
That's some simp ass shit, bro. And it sounded like Cap.
That shit made me so mad, bro. It made me so mad.
I was like, nigga, I seen you. You ain't sleep.
Literally, I told him that when we got on Xbox. I'm like, nigga, I seen you with my own eyes. And everybody else in the nose, I'm like, yo, that's fucking Courtney right there, bro. He looked at me. You know that that RDC World meme? And you're just driving by?
literally. Like
that's what he did. I'm like, bro.
And what makes that story worse, y'all, is like at first, he told us, yeah, I'm supposed to go do something with Arlene, but I can't do something with Arlene. That was his girlfriend at the time. So, but I can push that back. So I go do that with her later on, and I'll hang out with y'all before I go do what I gotta do. So at first it was like, all right, cool, bro. That's fine. And then it just got changed out of nowhere, and he didn't really let nobody know until, like, well, everybody was pretty much there at the event.
Nigga ain't shit.
And then there was that one time where we was about to go to the movies, and I forgot. I think Saint asked how much money he had. He said like 160. It was between 130 and 160, one of that range. Saint was just like, dude, if you don't want to go, just say.
Keep in mind, we were like still in high school, so I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Like, ain't that deep. We just hanging out. You don't even got to buy anything. Nah, but what was the Donnie Gunn story, bro? With the it's multiple stories, but
oh shit.
The one in particular, the printer. Y'all remember the context of that one, the printer story?
Yeah, I definitely
doing the toilet one.
Yeah, I definitely do. Okay, so apparently because I remember this. I think it was like it was either a Saturday or a Sunday. It might have been a Sunday. So it was you, Saint. So it was Saint. It was you. It was Courtney. And it might have been and World. You was there. I was there. And our friend Kaz was there. Like we was all in the party. And so you, Donnie, and Court was talking about going over like to. Oh, and Monty. I think Monty was there too. Our other friend Monty, selecting A. So y'all four was talking about going over to Donnie's house to like do some music or whatever. So then at first Donnie was like, "Okay, cool." And just to keep y'all, okay. So Donnie's one of those people, bro. like, for our viewers, he likes to push stuff, like, back. So, for example, let's say you and your group of friends, y'all plan something for 11. Well, if he's the planner, for example, 11 will become 12, 12 will become 1, 1 will become 2, and so on and so forth until finally an excuse would just pop up to the point where y'all just not end up going. It's happened multiple times. But so that's kind of what ended up happening with them. Only this time, it was out of random, too, because it was out of random. Dude just randomly text saying, yeah, y'all guys can't come over because my printer ran out of ink. And everybody at first, excuse. And we all started laughing because we knew it was bullshit. Because it was like, what is your printer at? What is your printer running out of ink have to do with us not coming over? If you didn't want us over, just say that.
I forgot the memes that came out of that.
Y'all niggas can't come over, bro. My tire flat.
Yeah, we started doing stuff like that.
Yeah. There's been some memories made, bro. Like, we do a bunch of random shit. The mall one was pretty funny, but hold on.
Are we talking about the story about Courtney and Monica in, like, middle school?
Me.
Oh, we never told the kick story, huh?
I mean, you gonna have to, no, we did. No, I remember telling the kick story on here, like, from one story time.
Did we talk about Monica trying to get Court's attention after school?
We never talked about that. We never talked about that, but that's something that you're gonna have to tell since you was there.
All right, so Courtney was interested into this light-skinned chick, blonde hair, named Monica. This would be a real meme, a real gag around us. So one day, he was going to try to basically proclaim his love to her. And I even remember where I was at. This is the second floor of the junior high. And we were on this wall that split off into two different hallways. And he brought flowers to give to Monica. It was our friend Acid.
It was Acid Claymore that did.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to ask his crush to 8th grade dance.
And she denied him, so he gave the flowers to Courtney. So he used those flowers to get Monica's attention, and here's what he did, which was like the most weirdest shit you could do. He said, "These are for you," and he walked his ass down the hallway. And Monica was just like, "What the fuck?
He told me he sprinted."
Oh, he might have jogged. He might have jogged. I don't know about a sprint, but he might have jogged. And after school, when we were walking home, she was yelling for him to. She was trying to get his attention, yelling for him to stop, and he just kept on walking. We're like, "Courtney, she's calling for you, Courtney, Courtney." He pretty much ran away from her.
I don't even know this.
Oh my gosh, it was kind of
stupid.
I
told you this story. Well, I told you the flower part.
These are for you.
What the hell? Yeah.
Apparently, according to Donnie, she threw them flowers away.
Yeah.
I mean, I look from her POV. I can't blame her for doing that because it's like, well, if you gonna give me some flowers or something like that and not do nothing, like, you know, like, and not like make a move or something, then what was the point of you giving me these? They're meaningless at that point, is what I'm basically saying.
Yep.
You did some worse stuff too, though.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
You was pretty out of line. Have we talked about the kick and trash can story?
Yeah.
I don't think on the podcast.
I don't think we talked about that one.
Explain it,
man.
Okay, so I want to say this was sophomore year, and okay, so there's this girl. She was in Hispanic, and I had her in my speech class, and I thought she was like, I thought she was bad.
No, say what you used to say. You thought she was a bag of chips. This is literally what your words.
I thought she was all that in the bag of chips.
Here we go.
But I was always too shy to say something to her. Like, I was just scared. Like, I don't know. So one day when I got home from school one day, I just was mad. Like, cause I just couldn't I couldn't really say anything. I was upset with myself at the fact that, like, why am I making such a big deal out of it. And apparently, according to Zane, because, okay, so our school had this little thing basically called Eagles, and it was kind of stupid, but basically it was a free period. So pretty much I would always see her after, like, because in order for me to go to my third period class, I pretty much had to, like, see her. I had to pretty much see her. And basically, according to this dude Saint, like, she, like, whenever like I would be walking, when I would walk getting ready to go to my, like, third period, me and her would always just lock eyes, and apparently, like, she was small or whatever, and I still didn't do nothing. So it was just like, one day when I was home by myself, I just got real fed up. I was on some like Bruce Banner type stuff, like 1970s Lou Ferrigno, just mad. And I used to have a trash can in my room, and basically there was no trash in it at the time, but basically I tipped the trash can over and I kicked it. I was just that upset with myself with the fact that it was like, well, I would think, oh, I don't really understand what's so hard about this.
No, you missed the most important part when you started crying and shit in the hallway.
I definitely didn't do that with her. Oh,
I can't recall crying to some woman.
He was definitely crying.
But apparently, Courtney accuses me of. I don't know, because he says I cried when I first broke up with my first girlfriend.
Sorry.
But I can't remember that. And I feel like he's lying. He's like, oh, no, you did. I'm like, dude, I don't remember that.
I wouldn't say that he's lying. He might have interpreted the situation differently and thought you might have cried, even though you really didn't.
I ain't no bitch. Anybody else got stories?
Wanted to tell another story, but let Paradox tell one, bro.
Shit, I'm trying to think of one. I'm trying to think of some
actual. I know you got stories, bro.
Man, give me a second, bro. I gotta think. It's been a minute. I'm really trying to think of the best ones. I really just be kicking it, bro. Nothing be crazy be happening. It's when other shit. It's when it's regular shit that crazy shit be happening.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell this mouse story, but
go ahead.
Where El Monte's at?
Making
fuck it. I'll go ahead and tell it. If he joins, he joins. But that whole day was crazy. We're all hanging. You know, it's me, Kiki, his cousin Courtney, our homeboy Kaz was there. Hey, there was a lot of other people there. We were all like walking the mall and shit, and fucking out of nowhere, this one girl, she's like points, she's like, you come here. You're like, huh? Like, who's she talking to? And it turns out, out of everybody, she was talking to Monty. You're like, what the fuck? I'm like, Okay, like, go ahead, big pimpin', do your thing, bro. Go ahead. It's a random girl I ain't never met before. She lived in a whole nother fucking, like, state. But he was over there macking. And then I don't know what story we're going to, because we go to the mall, we just be bullshitting. We's in high school, we ain't had no money. We definitely wasn't buying shit. Did we buy anything?
Hell no, probably.
It honestly depended on what store we was going to, honestly.
Cause I know we just going to GameStop, just bullshitting. We like these games trash.
Like I remember a couple of times going in to buy some shirts, but that was really it. Like,
but then you knew, like, ooh, it's a little pricey. $40. He had to make a decision. It's like, it's just that one shirt, and he's hoping it's on sale. $40. But I think we were walking like past, like, not Foot Locker. I think we were walking to like Foot Action or something. Oh man, it was just like this random chick, and I think she had like two dudes with her or something. I think it was real sketch, and she out of nowhere, I need one of you niggas come here. We're like, huh? We're like, nah, we good. And she just out of nowhere, bro. I kid you not, paradox. She was like, what? Y'all niggas scared of pussy or something? Everybody, oh, wait a minute. You're like, bitch, what do you mean? And of course, Courtney, he like, I'm definitely ain't scared of no pussy. It's like, he goes forward, bro. That nigga got played.
Actually, yeah, because I was gonna say it wasn't my favorite. It was really Courtney.
No. This is a different girl. This is a totally different girl.
Oh yeah.
Remember, it was a white girl that went to Monty. This one, I think it was a black girl. I think, but she played the shit out that nigga, bro. What she was doing, she was looking for a dude to walk around with to like make her ex mad, bruh.
Oh, shit. I
was like, don't do it, nigga. Don't do it. He was looking stupid as hell, bruh. He came back mad. He was like, man, I don't even. He was ready to go home and shit. We all dying laughing. Monty, like, man, you shouldn't have done that shit, man. I don't know who was in the background. I wouldn't let this shit happen to me. The mall was definitely wild, bro. We done some other stupid shit too, though. Have we told the New Year's stuff or nah?
No, we have not.
Oh man, where do we even start, bro?
The trash can being on fire.
Nigga, what?
Oh,
it's a short story. Oh, some New Year's, or it was either that or 4th of July. Someone set like the school's garbage can on fire, and that shit was raging, man. You could feel the heat from it. It's just a small little story.
It was great. It was great. It was great.
What story about this?
That wasn't us, though. That wasn't us, though, huh?
No, that was someone else.
It wasn't us, but just the thought of somebody lighting that trash can on fire was great. It was really great. I really enjoyed that.
Me and Brando was the first ones to dip because we was like, we all black.
Fucking run.
We in a white neighborhood. We was like, fuck that. We going inside, bro. Like, But I was thinking of like that same, was that the same night? Yeah, it was the same night, bro. I remember Kiki, your cousin, bro. He was macking. He had old girl over.
Oh,
everybody was happy for him.
I remember that.
He was happy. Everybody was like, hey, what's going to pull?
Oh, we remember that, though.
We was like,
is it Tori?
You gonna bleep her name out?
Sure.
Her name out.
Well, no one's gonna know unless you're not saying the last name.
No, I still believe it.
Okay.
No,
I know.
No.
Hell no.
Just bleep that out. Bleep that out, though.
Okay.
But yeah, she and Courtney, they was vibing, and And Donnie, he was like, yay. Everybody in the pool room, you know?
Yep.
No cock block.
Yep.
Let them do the thing, right? And I think it was like probably 11 or like 10:30. Because what time we all went over there? Like 7 or something? Or 8?
Yep.
And the one nigga that showed up late, bro, that boy Monty. That nigga's a demon, bro. That nigga pulled up and he was right away cock blocking. I'm like, oh man, this nigga down bad. And that shit had, it was the most funny shit ever, bro, because this nigga, Courtney, trying to do his thing. He macking. Here come this nigga. What y'all doing? Courtney, come record, man.
That nigga dirty macked?
He was.
Oh, that's.
Oh, I just got a text from him just now.
Keep in mind, I'm high as hell, and I know that. I'm high as hell, and I know I shouldn't be in there.
That whole night was this comedy, bro. I'm fucked up. I didn't have too many beers. And that whatever that drink that Donnie made.
I'm the only sober one there.
Yeah, you sober over there and your allergies going crazy.
Oh, yeah, crazy. It was.
And I don't know if I told the story on the pod, but I'll tell it again. But this is when I first hit the bong for the first time. And that shit was hilarious, bro. Because them niggas hold me. And I hit that shit, and they like, hey, you got a water, right? What you mean you got a water? I'm over here choking and shit. Dying. They ain't give me no water, no juice, no nothing. I'm over here just dying.
Oh, he did.
Then Kiki, he out of there. He crossfaded too. That nigga, when I said he was unresponsive and he was dying laughing, we would always just bring up a girl that he liked, and then he'd just start busting out laughing. I'm like, oh, this nigga's gone. He had a little evil Joker laugh with it. I'm like, yeah, this nigga's tore up.
Is that this nigga's name?
He was not on this planet. And then me, they said, bro, that I was blowing up
I went from Bakura to King Peak Bakura real quick.
They said I was blowing up the air mattress for 30 minutes.
Yeah, you were.
No, like literally, I had the machine. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. And I still got the picture. Let me see if I can find that shit. I was fucking slumped, bro. They like saying, well, you good, bro? Like, you don't see that shit going up. Like, what are you doing?
Bro, they set you up. I ain't gonna lie. Why are they? If you ain't never smoked before and you already been drinking, crossfading sounds terrible. I remember somebody
I
told me
before. I just never hit.
It's the fact he hit the bomb. That's what really messed him up. You gotta be a trained smoker to hit that bong, man.
Oh, it was worth it though. I never slept so good in my life, bro. I gotta find a fucking picture.
I mean, that's when you're high in general. When you get ripped, it's the. Cause
no, what were you saying, Birdo?
What's up?
I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you saying though?
I was saying, oh yeah, crossfading fuck you up. I remember one of my coworkers was telling me they brother was crossfaded or somebody they knew. And they was somewhere out, like out and about. This nigga fell asleep on a rock. He threw up, then fell asleep on a rock, like on the ground, and he using the rock as a pillow, bro. I'm not playing.
Like, okay, when you say, okay, do you mean like a boulder rock or just?
I was thinking of boulder.
Yeah, big ass rock. Too. Big as hell.
This nigga went to outer space.
Well, I mean, I hope he good now.
It's not a boulder, it's a rock.
You know what's crazy? Saying, did this boy Beto the other day text me saying, you know, and saying, oh yeah, guys, this is what I got for Christmas. And it was some acid and ecstasy. I was like, is you good?
What the fuck?
Oh yeah, bro. We ain't never tell you. I never told you that story.
About the person you be chilling
with. Okay. Bino is Daniel, bruh.
Oh, I didn't. Oh yeah, I forgot.
Okay, so it's me, him, and Kaz, cause we had seen, cause you know since he go to U of H, you don't really see him like that. So he asked us if the movie's free. So he said, "Oh, you go, this movie's free." And he's like, "Okay, yeah, we are free this weekend." So he came, Scoot. So Daniel came, got me. So we driving, just talking, just catching up and everything. And so he asked me, have I ever done acid before? And I told him nah. I said, I mean, it's something that like I'm not gonna lie, like I've been intrigued to try it, but I'll probably never end up doing it. So then he told me I have. I was like, huh. I was like, huh? I was like, yeah, twice. I was laughing, he's like, yeah, twice. I was like, and then he said, yeah, I did ecstasy too. I was like, dude, you get? I was like, you get? He was like, yeah, I mean, it wasn't that bad because he said he took it with his girl and like they was in like a safe environment. So I was like, I mean, I guess that's all right. But you know, if you could have took that mugs, your brain would have been fried, bucka.
Uh-oh, Satan. I got a short story. I got a short one. It was recent, too. So like 2 weeks ago, my one of my best friends, I've been friends with him since like seventh grade, you know what I'm saying? He was like, hey, yo, birthday coming up, and I'm in the new spot, I need you to come through. I was like, all right, bet. So I get to the crib, you know, because he got roommates, and they was just in a townhouse, but now they actually in an actual two-story, you know what I'm saying? So it's a nice crib.
Mm-hmm.
Got the alcohol going, you know, I get there. By the time I get inside, I'm already drinking. All right, I'm on some beer. I already had like one or two before his roommate Gabe made me a drink. It was like some whiskey and a ginger ale, some shit. Sipping all that, and I'm really cooling, you know. I'm already feeling it. Like with me, I know I'm getting close to being drunk when I feel it in my eyes. Like that shit, it be making my eyes flick. Like, hey, yo, won't, won't. You're getting near there, buddy. or like my eyes is like not like I'm sleepy, but like they it feel like I'm wearing the vest Goku's wearing, you know, them weight
heavy.
I'm like, oh shit, yeah. So then Bruce is all like, hey yo, we need to go make a run. We need somebody to make a run. So I roll with the homie Dakota, and we went to go get some more booze and some more ginger ale. So we come back and we got some Crown Royal. I ain't never tried no Crown Royal. And these niggas want me to take a shot for his birthday. Because his birthday was like midnight. He was like, all right, so get some Crown for somebody specific. You know, somebody asked for it. So everybody got a cup. And he's pouring all these shots. And the dude that requested it got the biggest amount of Crown in his glass, bro. Like, yeah, like at least double of what everybody else had. We're like, oh, shit. And we're like, all right, boom. Took that to the head. Now everybody really coasting. I'm still drinking on these beers and shit. You know, and I'm feeling good. And then basically all the owners of the house, everybody that lived there, started disappearing. Bruce had to go take care of his girl because she on her period. And it's like beating her fucking ass. Then my homeboy Anthony, he took his girl up. I don't even know what happened. I don't know if he went to sleep. They just went to sleep. I don't know if he went to go knock her back out either, or he gone. Gabe had work, so he gone. So everybody else, it's like five of us downstairs. Just like, we were playing the game. And after a while, we just left and around. We just bullshit talking. And as we're talking, I'm like, that light in that bathroom been on for about an hour. At most. Where the fuck is Sammy? Open the door, that nigga slumped over the toilet, throw up on the ground. Just gone, bro. Just absolutely gone. Just wrecked. We're like, I told y'all, I knew this nigga was in here. I knew it. We haven't seen this nigga forever. So we try to help him out. We give him some water and we try to give him the movies. Like, no, I'm just gonna sleep here. We like, shit, all right. Everybody just left, bro.
Dude was down horrendous.
Literally, he didn't eat nothing, bro. Like, you don't just drink all that brown liquor and just go.
Oh, yeah, you gotta eat something, bro.
Yeah, that nigga fucked himself up. Pure comedy. Came home. Bro, that shit was funny hell. It was like 3 a.m. And then me and Dakota, I had Dakota drop me off. And we was like, bro, we was trying to get something to eat, but we didn't know nothing. So we just rolling. And we rolling down the main street close to our old high school. We like, hey, yo, you remember how you used to go to Federico's after school? We're like, yeah, yeah. We like, he's like, yo, Federico's is 24/7. I said, shit, go through that drive-thru. I got you. Shit, I came home. I was watching Bill Burr eating a carne asada burrito. Good.
Carne asada is good.
Though. That sounds like a beautiful night.
You know what I'm saying? And then most of my other stories are kind of light, you know what I'm saying? I just be chilling.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and tell the stories, bro. Tell them all.
What's another story? All right. I'm gonna tell y'all when I went to my girl's, my ex's, her friend's party. This is when we was dating. So, we get over there. It's literally in like the middle of nowhere. Like,
what the?
Ain't no other houses in sight, bruh. It got dropped off on a dirt road and shit, bruh. Like, second, everybody else is Hispanic. We the only niggas here.
Mm-hmm.
It's already looking kind of sketchy for your boy. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? Well, we already having a good time down at $100. They got these the wine coolers out and shit, and they just let everybody grab. I'm like, damn. It's not to be the not to be racist or nothing, but the Hispanics really don't be caring about who be drinking. Got minors up in here just toasting, bruh. Shoot, later on the birthday girl over there taking shots. I'm like, god damn. Shit's crazy. But you know. So we dance and stuff like that, and then she's like, she go, hey yo, yeah, I'm gonna need you to handle this. I'm like, oh word? Nigga, we go to the bathroom. I lock that door. I'm on the bathroom floor going crazy. Holding niggas up. How to keep saying occupied.
Occupado.
Dead ass, bro. And then throwing everything away. And then from odd reason, she takes the wrapper from the rubber and puts it into the decorative shelf and puts it back on the top of the toilet. I'm like, why?
What the fuck?
I had no time to think about it. And then we open the door leaving. And it's just this little girl looking at us just like kind of like disappointed.
Yeah, we did it. Leave me alone.
Then we go back out and we just dance and shit. Then she started drinking too. And now she over here lopsided and shit. Then her mom come to scoop us. And I'm like, bro, I need you to get your shit together before they don't realize what just happened over here, bro. And she over here just giggling and shit. Like, if you don't keep your cool. But yeah, that's story number two. Oh, no, I forgot about the part where her girl was dapping her up. I was not. Man, she was funny as hell. She's all like, did y'all? And she's like, yeah. No. No, she seen us go in there. That's what it was. That shit was funny.
This nigga. Hurry up. There you go.
Hey, Key, you missed out.
Let me go ahead and tell this one.
So, my fault, bro. I was lagging.
Due to connection. But I remember it was. It would always be online. It'd be me, Kiki, Dorian. Sometimes Courtney. Courtney wouldn't do this shit though. But my immature ass at the time. Kiki's immature ass. I don't think Dorian's done it. But we would be all playing a game, and Cass is playing with us, right? And we always know that like his house phone will make him lag out.
Oh my god.
We don't know why, but it would make him lag out.
Because his phone was connected to the modem.
It was so bad, bro. Like, and you knew he was about to lag out because this is all you hear, Paradox. This is all you hear. And he'd be like, which one of you niggas is calling the phone? Stop playing.
Nah, one of them did call him one time. I remember that mug. That was the highlight. When he called him that one day, that joke was so funny. Because he legitimately thought it was somebody else. And then he said hello. What am I going to say? Hi! And then hang up.
But let's think about it. How the fuck? Who designed that shit? Where the phone reboots the modem? Like, I used to have issues where before I had, like, the gray box AT&T, like, router, I had a white box. And every time I would get on Google Chrome, and it always happened on Google Chrome, this is when Chrome was starting to be like the top browser, and then Explorer is just nonsense now. But every time I went on Chrome, my router would restart because of the speed that Chrome demanded. That's understandable. Upgrade speed won't happen. But the phone, someone calling, restarts the router.
When I tell you
that
would be so funny, bro. I will laugh every time. Every time I heard
every call, he has to wait until his Wi-Fi comes back.
And then I remember one day, bro, it was so funny. He was like, "Guys, my stuff finally fixed." And the next day, it was back to normal.
Worst kind of feeling.
He had lag out the whole day for somebody call. And then he got back on the game the next day, and it was back to normal.
He never play zombies with that nigga because he lag out. His old shit turned off, bro. Like, I couldn't.
It's the worst God.
We literally couldn't.
That one is just as bad as
Paradox. Paradox, to put this in perspective, bro. We was playing with this dude since I didn't really start playing with Saint and all of them like fully, like on COD and stuff, till like 2012. So he was laggy then. So from 2012, I want to say all the way to like 2017, because that's when he moved out of that house. He was laggy like that for damn near 5 years, bro.
Damn, that nigga ain't get his shit right ever, bro.
It was longer than that, man. That shit was hilarious.
I would imagine it was longer than that. I'm just going off with a time frame. I played with y'all. I'm sure back in the day it was way worse.
I bet.
That's just as bad as Master Race, though. That shit is still funny to me, bro. We were playing Black Ops 1 Zombies. We were in a high round just doing... We weren't even doing an Easter egg. We were just high round shit. When I say I was laughing my ass off, bro. Because all you saw... And this is 360 days, so you just see... Master Racist left the Xbox Live party. You're like, what the fuck? So then... That nigga, MTZ, he calls him. He's like, bro, what the fuck happened? He puts him on speaker on the mic. He was like, yeah, I'm not going to lie with you, bro. My pops got mad. He said I was too loud and he turned off the modem.
Boy, I remember that.
He turned off the whole goddamn modem. I'm like, dog, he fried.
You know how
go ahead and turn my shit off.
You know how loud you have to be for your dad to just say enough is enough and just turn off the modem? I'd be hurt.
He didn't turn off the game. He turned off the modem.
Didn't tell him to get off the game. Didn't say, hey, keep it down. He just he just said, hey. And he had enough of this and just turned off the motor. Do you know how that means he...
Who turned off your motor?
Oof. Oh, I thought I lagged out.
that I was done for, bro.
Oh shit! I'm check the core and I'm check the windows.
Nah, but one more story I know of is fucking with Seven, my best friend Afro, Monty. I think Marcus was there too. No, Marcus wasn't there. Someone else was there, but Monty and Afro used to work at like this guitar store. So we would always stop by just check on him, right? Hickey knows his story, but Seven is a fucking menace, bro. Like, he's a whole ass menace. That nigga there, bro, I don't know what possessed this man to do this shit. So we're chilling, right? And this nigga he's trolling. He's like, oh, I gotta go to the restroom real fast, bro. So he leaves out the restroom and he's just like dying laughing. He got this evil look. I'm like, bro, what the fuck did you do? What did you do? So Afro goes in there, bro. He's like, what the hell? Tell me why, bro. This nigga puts the plunger on the fucking window, like the mirror in the fucking restroom, bro.
Oh, he's
just like, why? Why? And he's like, oh, he's like, all right, bro, my bad. Let me go ahead and take this shit down. This nigga put it on the wall instead. I'm like, you just evil. Like, you didn't do this at somebody's house. You just did that. You did this at his job.
Is that so much wrong with you?
That reminds me of that one time. That story reminds me of that one time. It was me, Cass, and Daniel, and we was chilling with the other Jalen and Jalen and Devin, and so we went to Devin's house to play some basketball. This boy Daniel went to Devin's house. I believe he went to Devin's house and took a shit in his bathroom. I was like, how disrespectful can you be? And he did it on some slick shit too. Didn't even ask Devin to use the bathroom. He just went in his house and took it.
What the fuck? Just strolls in and shits?
Yeah. And then, because I remember he said, hey man, I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. I just took a shit in his bathroom, and I just started laughing. I couldn't respond. I had to laugh at that. I was like,
I got a quick question, bro. You on the podcast though? Okay. No. I don't think so.
You never know.
I just had a quick question for you on the pod. What possessed you to put that plunger on Afro's mirror?
That's me to put a plunger on the mirror. It was as if God spoke into my ear that day. Fuck this man's job up.
I mean,
you don't deserve it. This place is gonna go bankrupt anyways.
Well, it did.
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, he did God's work. He did his bidding. Hey.
Oh man, yeah. I just had to ask you that. We talking about like old crazy stories. I know I'm probably missing one, but what's another fucked up story, bro?
Another one?
Yeah.
I don't know what.
We're talking about like friends and stuff.
Did you talk about when I stole Yachty's car?
Jesus Christ.
Dude.
Or
what about when he drank a spray at Target?
Okay, yeah, that was wild. That's not
that
even
was all on the same day.
Damn, that was
man is a menace.
Yeah, you thought Seven was a menace? Nah, Yachty was definitely a menace.
Yachty
that
worse.
Man, like, when I kid you not, Man, you can write a book on this dude, because when I tell you that Sprite, that was a random Sprite that was just sitting in the, like, the Target shelf, and he drank the whole thing. And we're just like, why? What's wrong with you?
We even offered him to, like, buy him a fresh one so he wouldn't drink it. He's like, no, I'm thirsty right now, and just downed it. He was down bad.
You two are menace.
How thirsty do you have to be? Do you have to be to say, you know what? I know that random Sprite.
We got too many stories about
right
Yachty
on the counter. I know, you know what? I know that's
yeah, that shit is out of line.
Like the person,
but I mean,
the person probably came back. Quit. The person probably came black. Back saying, "Man,
oh my god!"
Saying, "Man, hold I up, can't wait Kiki. To get that Sprite."
Hold up, Kiki. I forgot about Seven. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, like when I was over at his place, just me and him. Like I met his mom, and you know we talked. She never kicked me out. But as soon as Marshall, you, and Chris came over, he's like, "Nah, you guys gotta leave. No pizza."
To be fair, that was a lot of niggas, though.
Yeah, it was.
She was like, "Oh no, there's too many niggas in the vicinity, so y'all gotta go."
She was afraid of getting Mandingo partied.
Jesus Christ.
Never Jesus, know.
Bro.
And didn't that piece of, like, didn't show up until, like, 3 hours later?
It never showed up anywhere because the address we put in, like, didn't work or something.
Oh, yeah, because this was the first time, second time we had a Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
She definitely kicked us out that time, too.
Oh, yeah.
That was a funny day, though. That's when we had that Loader Squad picture too.
Yeah.
Damn, you really brought. Forgot. Oh man. Damn, yeah, that was some wild shit.
I think the wildest one was at Awaldi's. That was definitely the wildest.
Oh yeah, we told down that.
That one's so funny. I don't know how we didn't get beat up that day.
Hey man, Yachty had a line for that shit, bro. Almost got us killed. He luckily that white dude wasn't a KKK member or something. We would have been done for.
Oh yeah.
Said three niggas and some Asians. Oh nah.
Wildest double take I've ever seen.
No, you know the funniest one is it's another CC story when fucking Marshall shows up. Oh my god. Keep in mind, bro, we like, oh, it's Halloween. We wasn't all dressing up, but this nigga here, bro. When I say he was dressing, keep in mind, I've never seen Marshall dress up before, like, ever. This nigga showed up with a Chucky mask, bro. With the knife, too.
Kept screaming and shit in the CCs.
The GameStop, that was even more funny, because we walked over to GameStop, because it's all in the same, like, a strip, whatever, and that manager was like, no. He was like, sir, I'm going to need you to take that shit off. He was like, you can't enter this store with that shit on.
Imagine if he took the mask off and then he called the cops.
Yeah, that would have been a done deal.
Help! Help! These niggas is robbing! Help! So, yeah, help!
So, what the hell?
This white man walked in with a knife, and I thought it was fine. You know, I told him to take the mask off. Did underneath the mask was black, so I had to call you guys.
I mean, luckily Garrett wasn't like that, though. But he was like, he was not playing that shit. He was like, nah, mm-hmm. You gotta take that shit off.
Take it off.
Nah, I appreciate you, bro. I'm gonna hit you up later, though.
We'll see. It depends on how busy I'll be.
For sure. Because I do gotta talk to you about some shit.
Oh yeah, like my money.
Yeah.
Mocha. What do I always?
I gave you a hooker though. So
at first you don't succeed. First blast them with the blue eye.
It's only good when it's you. Plus
Jesus
it's Tuesday too.
Jesus Christ! I can't say nothing about that. You right?
Okay.
Put it higher, bro.
All right. Catch y'all later.
That was Seven, the OG co-host. But does anybody have any other stories before we close the show up?
Not that I'm aware of.
All Out.
Nah.
Well, you guys can check us out on YouTube if you're listening on YouTube. We do also have audio versions, you know, Spotify, Anchor, Google, iTunes.
All over the place.
iHeartRadio, all that shit.
Yeah.
We're your mama's favorite podcast.
Where your mom's at?
That is facts. We'll check you guys on the next episode. Oh, Jesus. Peace.
All right, I'll fuck with you.